Now, I want to take up this marvelous, wonderful passage of Scripture here in the 33rd chapter, and it begins in the 14th verse. And I hope that you will turn down there. This is God's covenant with David, and it's back in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. God made a covenant with David that'd be one to sit on his throne. That became the theme song of every prophet. In fact, they all sound like a stuck record. They are like that, and they all go back to that, and they all rest on that. Now listen to Jeremiah. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel, to the house of Judah, in those days. Now, what days is that? Well, it's in that day that's coming, the day of the Lord. And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. And he hasn't had a righteous branch so far, except one. And that is the one that was born in Bethlehem. And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. We haven't had any ruler like that yet. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And if we have any, it's Christ today. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. And by the way, where do you think that man is today? There's not a Israelite on top side of the earth could make the claim to David's throne. But because the one that has that claim is sitting at God's right hand, because the psalmist said, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And that's what God's busy doing today. He's calling out a people to his name and getting things ready to put his son on the throne of this universe. Verse 19, now, I'm reading again, and the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant and the Levites that minister unto me. Now at this particular time, Zedekiah's on the throne. He is as corrupt as any man ever was. Nebuchadnezzar will put out his eyes, take him into captivity. That'll be the subject of this next chapter. And you would think that this would end the line of David. It would end the line of any other nation, I can assure you that. The king of Babylon, I don't think anybody's around to claim that throne today. There's no one around to take Alexander the Great's place. And there's no Pharaoh around in Egypt today, but there's one in David's line that can make that claim. And God says that he intends to put him on the throne of this universe someday. This is a great prophecy, by the way, and one that's very difficult to ignore and to try to spiritualize it. I think God means exactly what he says.